This is TWiT.
Bill Gates, an interview with Bloomberg TV, Eric Schatzker, talked about a lot of stuff. Talked about Bitcoin. See, but Bill's slant has changed a little bit now that he's a philanthropist. He's not so interested in business. He's interested in how the world, especially for the poor, can be transformed. And he thinks, for instance, Bitcoin is huge for that. But he also thinks that virtual forms of virtual money and virtual payment are really important because, especially in the developing world, a lot of people don't have bank accounts, but they might have cell phones. They can't write a check, but they can pay by a cell phone. He says Apple Pay, this is a quote from the interview, is a great example of how a cell phone that identifies its user in a pretty strong way, I guess he's talking about the fingerprint, the Touch ID, lets you make a transaction that should be very, very inexpensive. So the fact that in any application I can buy something, that's fantastic. The fact that I don't need a physical card anymore, I just do that transaction, you're going to be quite sure about who's on the other end, and that is a real contribution. And all of the platforms, whether it's Apple or Google or Microsoft, you'll see this payment capability get built in. But he thinks Apple will help it get to critical mass for all of the devices. I think he's right. I think this is something we've been poised on the verge of. But Apple Pay is just going to be, I think it's going to be that final bit that puts us over the top, especially because of the Touch ID, which works very well on iPhones.
Well, and they also have a very deep connection to a very wealthy core demographic.
Right.
And so that
which
is
merchants would love to get to.
Exactly. And that's what makes it possible for the payment system to be successful, is because you know that people are going to be coming in with money on their phone that they can interact with. You know, and so
he also says it's Apple's in it for the money, not philanthropy, but it will spur philanthropy as well. I mean, it will help the economy of the developing world greatly.
No, I think he's right. I mean, it's interesting, actually, because if you look at the developing world, they've actually been further ahead, at least, than America when it comes to paying by phone.
Right.
They do it in different ways. You know, I remember speaking with Osama Badir, who was at PayPal at the time, and then he was at Google, and I'm not sure what he's doing now, but he was at the time PayPal's big payments guy, and he was telling me about how, I mean, this was probably in 2009 or 2010, you know, that a lot of people in Africa would have, you know, dumb phones and would use, you know, these kind of micropayments to buy things, kind of with, you know, individuals acting as kind of banks to transfer, you know, funds from one device to another. And that they were
the technology widely used now in Africa and India is M-Pesa.
Exactly. That same sort of thing. And so people buying things through SMS. And so I think, you know, bringing it to the developed world, it's needed in Apple. I mean, I think obviously NFC is not a new thing, but what hasn't happened in America anyway is that the merchants haven't gotten on board. And to Ed's point, you know, they will get on board when you know that you've got 10 million people buying an iPhone, you know, 6, you know, the weekend it comes out. And when you've got a few hundred million people with Touch ID, you know, capable devices who are going to be going into places like Whole Foods and, you know, Target and the Apple Store and other places to buy stuff. And that means that upgrading your equipment and your point of sale terminals makes more sense.
And we've talked a little bit about that on Mac Break Weekly, that the timing is critical because in the U.S., we're going chip and PIN by the end of 2015. That is a federal mandate.
Right.
Merchants will have to buy new credit card equipment anyway before the end of next year. So your timing is excellent. If you're a merchant, you're about to do this, well, you're going to make sure it works with Apple Pay. And obviously, since Apple still is not even half of the universe in the United States, you're going to make sure it works with Google Wallet and NFC and any other touch-to-pay system. And I'm sure that that's exactly what's happening, is the companies that make these devices are now making sure they're completely compatible with all the possible touch to pay stuff, and that's going to empower it. You know, we were in a London taxi. They take touch to pay, many of the London taxis. I could have paid with it, my Google Wallet. I was like poised over it, but there's a hump to get over. It's like the first time you use a credit card online. There's just a little hump to get over.
I think that might be it might be as much as anything an age-related thing, Leo.
Are you saying I'm old, Ed Bott?
I am.
Well, you're
I'm
right.
saying we're old, buddy.